Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens around the world. The planet is listening to the world's first politics show for Generation E. McWilliams Cyberline coming at you via the internet, coast to coast, and podcasts. All right, this is the show for October 1st, 2022, for the people thousands of miles over there, crossing the records keeping archives. It is show 22-39-2. Oh, and guys and gals down there, would you give a call around? We haven't heard from Mr. Peavy in a while. I don't know if he's on a drunken bender or, worst case, he might be dead. So if you will check into that for us, we'd greatly like to know because, you know, he's the one that signs the paychecks. And, well, if he's drunk, we can probably fake his signature. But if he's dead, well, that's a totally different story altogether. So just make sure if you can, one way or the other, get back to us. You know, the usual route to the Coconut Grove Network, whatever. So whatever that may be. So anyway. You were saying to me, whispering to me about what?
Oh, I just meant I added an additional story to the end of
our list. I will check. I will check here in a minute. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
But you were talking about Mark Zuckerberg, weren't you?
Yes. Poor old Zucky. It couldn't happen to a nicer person. So, you know, he did that stuff during the last election where he was giving away and flaunting his money to key areas where he was helping them run their polling places and stuff, and of course may have committed fraud. Voting fraud. We don't know for sure, but it's just a lot of money to roll around. So when you think about stuff like that Zuck has been trying to get his fingers into, and of course great news comes, and it's this: Meta Platforms is what they call themselves now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got rid of the F on the stock exchange. Now it's Meta. It's not doing well. Social media giant, parent of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp has been sending alarming signals for several months. First, it was ejected from the world's top 10 most valuable companies. And this year, the market capitalization has fallen by nearly $545 billion. Also not to be outdone because of all of this, Zucky's a little lighter in the wallet.
Uh-oh.
By a few billion. So, I hope he paid the Tesla off early and doesn't have too many outstanding bills. But anyway, during the third quarter, which is about to end, the shares have fallen some 15%, which by itself has translated into a drop of $57.5 billion in market value from July through September. I think that's how much he lost out of his wallet.
Ooh.
Was 57.5. He's, of course, the chief executive, who warned at the end of June that we were headed for the, quote, one of the worst downturns we've seen in recent history, end quote, and had just made some announcements that suggest that Meta's short-term future faces a serious cloud-covered impending storm. Back on the 29th of September, during Meta's traditional weekly Q&A session, the billionaire informed employees that the company was entering a new era marked by... lackluster growth.
Mm.
Meta will reduce its workforce for the first time since it was founded in 2004, he told employees. This involves several actions. One, the firm will freeze hiring. Two, restructure some teams. And three, reduce budgets even for teams in growth sectors. Meta should, for example, not replace departures and will part ways with people, quote unquote, who aren't succeeding, he told employees.
Mm-hmm.
Who of you aren't succeeding? He says, I had hoped the economy would have more clearly stabilized by now, according to some stuff that was written by Bloomberg. But from what we're seeing, it doesn't yet seem like it has. So we want to plan somewhat conservatively. The boss added that Meta will be, quote, somewhat smaller by the end of 2023. For the first 18 years of the company, we basically grew basically every year, and then more recently, our revenue has been flat to slightly down for the first time, according to Zuck. Meta declined to comment. Spoken referred to Zuckerberg's statements during the second quarter earnings call back in July. He also told analysts at the time, our plan is to steadily reduce headcount growth over the next year. Many teams are going to shrink so we can shift energy to other areas. Wanted to give our leaders the ability to decide which their teams were to double down, which to backfill attrition, and where to restructure teams while minimizing. And this is something that caught me. Backfill attrition and where to restructure teams while minimizing thrash to the long-term initiatives.
Hmm.
What the hell does that mean?
Thrash, I would think that would be an over, you know, turnover. I mean,
is that, like millennials speak for turnover?
I'm just going with that.
Well, you know, I looked that up in Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
Because I know pretty much all the definitions of thrash.
I'm guessing.
But I couldn't, the only thing I could figure out is beat someone with a stick.
Okay.
That's basically what I get
with
from,
an inch of their lives.
Yes.
Sure.
You know, are you into BDSM, Zuck? Because according to Wikipedia, you must be because you're thrashing people back and forth with a stick. So I guess he doesn't want to beat them up too much.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. I was like,
you know, but I'll tell you
minimizing
this.
That's like Jean-Pierre, what's her face, up at the photo. Well, Biden has his plan, and most of all, he wants to, like, minimize thrash. So if you can all just be patient and get through where the next two quarters, you know, that's what I'm thinking when I hear this crap.
Yeah. No, but I'll tell you this. The amount of when Meta, Zuckerberg, whoever it is, Facebook, whatever, that goes and they start influencing elections and putting money where all that stuff mm-hmm. is in large amounts, larger than just you or I could donate, that's when it gets to be suspect.
Yep.
And I am very concerned about the amount of influence that he had on that election. We don't want to see, you know, one person controlling an election to be in, because that gets back into the whole thing of whose interests are you operating in? Your own?
Well, I don't think he's going to have to worry about here in the next 30 days to the midterms, because here's one of the things, there's various things going on at Meta that is going to keep him from having less money to do those things. First off, they're having an ad slowdown. That's the first thing companies will cut when there's an economic headwinds.
Sure, yeah.
Also competition. And the competition is TikTok.
Right.
There has been a stampede over to TikTok. Very few 18 to 25-year-olds are still on Facebook. They've moved to TikTok. You also have competitive issues as well. You have revenue stolen, big investments going into the metaverse. You have operating margins coming down. And then you have the combined effect of no interest in buying technology right now. So nobody's wanting to buy ads and technology. All of the people are gravitating to TikTok. TikTok is getting whatever revenue that there is. And
TikTok's a scary company.
Yes,
I mean,
they
from
are.
The standpoint of who owns that data, there's huge issues with whether or not that data is going back to China. Yep. You know that we have that issue where TikTok is supposed to sell off the American arm of it.
Right. And Trump was working on that till he got derailed. And Apple is also a thorn in their side because you remember some months ago they had a change in the privacy protection policy, which keeps Facebook from tracking the online habits of the users and then displaying ads corresponding to the history of online interactions. So that's cut into the revenue. And then the metaverse, seen by Zuckerberg as the company's next best thing, the jury's still out as to whether that's really going to be the next best thing or money pit. Because almost $16 billion has been invested, and so far it looks like a money pit. And then they have another section called Reality Labs, which is the division that houses the metaverse plans. They recorded a second quarter operating loss of $2.81 billion. In the first half, losses amount to $5.8 billion, and in all of 2021, Reality Labs has a loss of $10.1 billion. So, I don't know. Zuck is either not keeping the ball, or he's bitten off more than he can chew. And the other thing we haven't even talked about in this story is back when the election happened in 2020, what happened that night to next day? People jumped ship. They left Facebook. They left Fox. They switched to Newsmax. People were shutting down their Facebook pages or keeping them as a nightlight service and going to MeWe and all of this other competition. And that's another thing now. When this came on in 2004, they were the only game in town.
Right.
There are so many platforms now. And just last week, Dan Bongino was off the air for a couple of days. One for health issues, but the main reason, he was down to the New York Stock Exchange.
Ah, really?
Because he rang the bell for Rumble,
which is
now trading on the New York Stock Exchange.
It
just
is.
Like old Zucky. And they are bringing people over by the droves, and they're having their platform there. And what is the other guy? It's just, Russell Brand.
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
I saw that.
He has jumped ship to Rumble because he's getting censored all over the place.
Yeah, he got censored by YouTube. They censored one episode, and then they had a follow-up episode. He had a follow-up episode answering it, and what he had said was, and I didn't get a chance to see that particular one, but I did hear that I did see his follow-up saying that he thought what he said was appropriate, but he didn't think it was out of line, but YouTube thought it was out of line. And I'm sure if we went back and looked at it to see exactly what it was, probably something that was thin-skinned by the left. Oh, we can't have that.
Well, Clay and Buck, who have taken over Rush and Limbaugh's spot, said what you want about Bongino. He is not the replacement for Rush. It is Clay and Buck. It is official. They're using everything of Rush. And they have had interviews with people that they put on YouTube, and especially Donald Trump. They went to Mar-a-Lago. They interviewed candidates that were there that Trump was supporting and everything. And all of a sudden, they get a teardown. They get a takedown on YouTube. And it's like, wait a minute. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what is said. Like it or not, the man is the 45th president of the United States.
Yeah.
He deserves every trapping and everything that we have given a president smack dab back to George Washington. And one of the things that just cheesed me off when they left was, you remember when Obama left office, we're going to have our last interview with Obama as president. Then over here at CBS, Gayle King will be with First Lady Michelle Obama as she leaves the White House and no longer will be First Lady. Oh, it'll be this gala event. But then when Melania and Trump left, what did they get? They had to do their own personal goodbyes on YouTube.
Yeah.
No network went and interviewed them. Nothing.
And that's what.
And I'm really tired of this crap. I mean, what are you going to do? Erase the whole man?
Sure.
You know, president. That's, you go after him on the archives so he has nothing to put into his presidential library?
Most people see this whole Mar-a-Lago thing as a continuation of the witch hunt. Why? Because he is still incredibly popular
in
the Republican Party. He most likely will run in 2024.
The only thing they haven't done is dragged him out by his coattails and assassinated him and put a bullet in his head. And I'll tell you what, when he was in the White House, every person I've talked to that was a Democrat, I said, why don't you just go? You know you want to. You're that seething nuts. Why don't you just drag him out like Gaddafi and just end it? Thank God they didn't. But you know it's there in the back of their minds. Whether it be Mar-a-Lago or the hot dog joint on the corner.
Well, I don't think they act rationally. You're right.
Well, anyway.
From that standpoint.
So, yep. Ain't too worried about Zuck right now. Listen, McWilliam Cyberline will be right back. McWilliam Cyberline with you. World's First Politics Show. All right, Bob, you've got something about EVs.
Yeah, the EVs, obviously with Biden's push on all the market going EV by 2035.
He's living in 1935.
By 2035, yeah, I guess so. But by 2035, you've seen a couple of the things. They have passed this Inflation Reduction Act very recently, mm-hmm. and it's one of those things where they're trying to get more vehicles produced in this country. And I believe it was the Republicans that succeeded, regardless, whoever put it in there, Republicans or Democrats, but they succeeded in putting a deal in this act that said, okay, you're only going to get your tax credit, the federal tax credit, if the vehicle is produced inside this country. So guess what? It actually did encourage, it looks like Kia is going to bring their vehicles over here. And Hyundai, I believe, Hyundai will as well. So Kia is the Kia and its parent company, Hyundai. So they're both going to bring their vehicles over here and start producing them in this country. And it makes a lot of sense from the standpoint of...
Yeah, it looks like they're building them in South Korea at their Hwasong plant.
Uh-huh. But where these EVs are concerned, I do think that there's a lot of good that's coming down the pike in these, in this particular case, and that is where PHEVs are concerned. And the P stands for plug-in. One thing I do not like is I'm not an all-EV person. I want a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, PHEV. And what does that mean? It means it runs off both gasoline and electricity. And the big advantage there is, guess what? If you're out in Florida and you do not have any electricity like you don't right now, you'll still be able to drive with the tank of gas that you have as far as you need to, and you'd be okay.
Is this a PV?
Well, in their case, they're talking about all these things are eligible for tax credits.
Okay.
The PHEV as well, depending on how far it goes. And that's what you got to watch on these things is the battery needs to be big enough to where it's going to power it to go on certain trips. The reason the PHEV, it gives you the advantage of being able to drive electric, but it only gives you a limited range in the electric, like 26 miles to, say, 42, somewhere in that range. But guess what that's good for? In most cases, most all of our cases, that's good enough to go down to the grocery store and come back home. Maybe go to work and come back home. But in my case, it would have actually been great to go to work, come back home, go to all the places around. You know, if I'm going to go just to a fast food place, get some food or whatever.
I think I found a loophole.
Ah, what's that?
It says manufacturing EVs in the U.S. would allow Kia to qualify for new incentives.
Yeah.
Including the recently passed Inflation Reduction Act, which requires automakers to build EVs in North America to qualify.
So you're talking about,
They Canadians could be building them and still get the tax credit.
Yeah, they've said that. They've allowed it to be both in North America and Mexico as well, because North America includes Mexico.
They'll get us screwed.
As long as, you know, overall, as long as it's somewhere between here and there, I'm okay with it. No? Well, anyway, you've got that, and so that's one of the things. There's also the National Drive Electric Week. Over at the Dallas City Hall tomorrow, there is, you know, look it up online, National Drive Electric Week. You can drive an electric vehicle. They've got it going from 3 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. It's October 2nd. And so I will be checking that out and going to drive a few EVs here.
Yeah, I think it's the first time I've even heard of them doing this around here. So this would be a pretty good chance to get out and take a look. Even just watching people drive, you get a feel for it.
Well, they've got that. And then the State Fair of Texas is coming up, but they always have a lot of cars there.
Oh, yeah. Show a lot of stuff there in the building.
Yep.
All right. Listen to McWilliam Saverline, world's first politics talk show. We'll be right back.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.